Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the first reading, which is taken from the prophet Isaiah. And again, actually, just before I get into the readings, let me say once again, I encourage you to go to our website, renewalministries.net. Not only can you listen to past programs or the current programs from there for both Food for the Journey and Fire on the Earth, you can see our weekly television program called The Choices We Face. You can access a number of things that we have, including, as I mentioned many times, some of you who are daily listeners could probably recite this list with me, but there are many, many books and booklets, DVDs, CDs, workbooks. There's all kinds of tools to help you to grow in the Lord. And it also might be something that you want to give as a gift for Christmas. Whatever you give people, you know, I would say I urge you, don't give empty gifts. Don't give just for something to give. Give because you care about the other person and you want your gift to be a sign of affection, but mostly a sign of something that will lead them closer to the Lord. You might find it in all that Renewal Ministries has. At least it's worth checking out. RenewalMinistries.net. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 25 to 31. To whom can you liken me as an equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. He leads out their army and numbers them, calling them all by name. By his great might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my right is disregarded by my God? Have you ever said either of those things? God doesn't know anything about me. I've heard people say that. God doesn't know anything about me. You wouldn't exist for one nanosecond. You wouldn't exist if God didn't think of you. My way is hidden from the Lord and my right is disregarded by my God. No, 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 no. Other people may sin against you, or your own sin may cause you to believe certain things and interpret certain things. But it's not true. God loves you. Loves you eternally. Sometimes our trials and tribulations are there to lead us to him if we're willing to make that step. Sometimes you think, oh, I'm going through this, therefore there is no God, or God doesn't love me, or God doesn't care about me. That's not it. Sometimes God allows, he doesn't ordain, but he allows difficulties to come into our lives because they have the potential of driving us to the feet of the one who can save. You might want to think about that. Some of you listening to the program who don't know the Lord or don't love the Lord and certainly don't trust him. If there really was a God, why did this happen or why did that happen? All those questions, and I don't say this is an easy out, but all those questions will be answered by God. He is eternal love, and all he wants for you is eternal life. Much of our suffering comes from our own dumb decisions. Some of it does come from the hands of others and is unwarranted. It's unjust. Yes, that happens, but so it was for our Savior. So we draw to him and say, Lord, how can this suffering that I'm going through right now draw me to your heart? Draw me close to you. So don't turn away from the Lord or say, oh, God doesn't care about me, or God doesn't love me, or there is no God. By his great might and the strength of his power, not one of them, the whole armies of heaven, not one of them is missing. Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary. and his knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting, for the weak he makes vigor abound. Though young men faint and grow weary, and youths stagger and fall, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. That's the promise of God. That's what God wants to do for you. In your soul, in your mind, sometimes in your body too. But he wants to strengthen you, that you might run in the ways of the Lord, that you might exult and rejoice. That's what God wants. Even in the midst of difficulty. Psalm 103, O bless the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Look at this. He pardons all your iniquities if you repent. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. Let him heal you his way, not the way you tell him he has to. Let him heal you his way. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our sins does he deal with us. My goodness, brothers and sisters, if he dealt with us according to our sins, I'd be gone from the face of the earth. That's not the way God does things. He waits for us. He seeks for us. He gives us every opportunity to repent, to turn back. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. He disciplines us, yes. He chastises us, yes, so that we will turn to him and turn away from our evil ways. Turn away from our false priorities. Turn us away from our sometimes stupid goals in life. Man and woman, you are so much greater than you know. You were created by the living God. You were created by God himself, who knows every hair on your head and loves you. And wants you freely to choose to love him. He will not coerce you. Will you give him your love? Will you turn to him? Advent is one of the most marvelous seasons to take stock, because you have such a joyous celebration ahead. Lent is another more extended time to do it, but Advent is a marvelous time to say, here I am going to celebrate Christmas. Do I know the meaning of Christmas? Do I really know the meaning of Christmas? That I was given a Savior to save me from eternal death. Otherwise, when this life is over, it would be nothing. Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, I hope out of life much more than this earth could ever begin to give me. I was created for eternity. So were you. So let's live like that's what's ahead. Let's begin to act out of it. You are so loved. Not only did he create us, but when we blew it, when we did ourselves in, he sent his son, his only beloved son. He came in the flesh so that we would know how much we're loved. And how many people today ignore, scoff, discard, reject. You reject the means to life eternal. You reject the means to true, genuine happiness. That's what God has for you. Really, that's what he has for you. I would pray, and I do pray for all of you who listen to this program, I pray that on Christmas Eve, wherever you can find a manger or a crib, in a church or on display, and if it's not too inappropriate, that you kneel down beside it, or at least bend over beside it, and tell Jesus, Lord, you who became a little child into this world to save me, I accept you as my Savior. I choose you as my Savior. I accept the infinite gift that you have given me. I want to urge you, even if you're strong Christian, strong Catholic, go to church regularly, even if you're that, or you're somebody who hasn't darkened the door of a church in years, doesn't matter. Go to him this Christmas. If you can, go to him Christmas Eve. Give him yourself as your gift. Put down your guns, so to speak. Put down your swords. Just come before a child who saved the world, a child who loves you beyond price. And give your life to him. Be the best Christmas you ever had. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Very short little gospel, but it's power-packed. Come to me. That's what Jesus says to you. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, genuine rest, peace, understanding of purpose, your dignity. All those things lead to genuine rest. I will give you rest. I will comfort you. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. Take my yoke upon you, not the yoke of slavery, not the yoke of the father of lies, not that kind of a yoke. You have to do better, better, better. You have to earn more, more, more. You have to push, push, push. You have to succeed, succeed, succeed. Otherwise, you're nothing. Don't let him put that yoke of drivenness on your back, over your neck. Don't let him do that. Jesus says, take my yoke. In other words, obey me, follow me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Very different than what the world tries to give you. Will you take his yoke on this Christmas? Will you choose to be like him? Can you say before that crib, "I will follow you wherever you go. I belong to you, and I want to follow you. In the midst of my wounds, my pain, my anger, my bitterness, my suffering, my depression, my fatigue, my weariness of soul, all those things can make us just go through the motions of Christmas when in actuality the Savior is holding out his arms to you and saying, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. May God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.